ॐ पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
ॐ दट् ब्रह्मन् इज़् इन्फिनिट् and this universe is also infinite. The infinite proceeds from the infinite. Taking the infinitude of the infinite universe, it remains as the infinite Brahman alone. Om, peace, peace, peace be unto all. In our last class, in this Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, in this most inspiring dialogue between Yajnavalkya and Maitreyi, what did we see? We saw that in this world, there is no one who is different from me. Me means the self, Atman. I am not the body, because body is a limiting adjunct. I am not the mind. Mind is also another limiting adjunct. So the goal is to realize I am limitless, which means I am beyond all the limitations. That is the body, the mind. That is the entire creation. And graphically, Yajnavalkya describes, he who thinks that this Brahmana, this Kshatriya, etc., or anything, including the smallest atom, is different from me, that person will be also rejected. In fact, no one need reject us by if I go away from you or if you go away from me, the result is the same. So, mental going away, mentally not identifying with anything in this world, that is called keeping something or knowing something as different, as separate, as distinct from me. And what is the distance? Infinite distance. We have to understand that in avidya, ignorance, even 1 millimeter away from us can be a trillion, trillion, zillion miles away from us. Suppose we are very hungry and somebody had kept food just near our hand on the table, but it's covered up. But I had forgotten about it or I was not informed about it. Even though it is so near, all that I need to do is to stretch my hand, take the food. I am suffering from terrible hunger. I can remove that hunger. But because of this ignorance, even this distance, as if it doesn't exist at all. That is the sense we have to take. The moment any one of us keep anything away, means not physically, but mentally, I am not this object. Then the other object, as if it is a billion miles away from us. This is called ignorance. And in what sense? We should not say, I am this body, I am this mind, and this object is far away, separate from me. Because we do not need to say that. The moment we identify with any limiting adjunct, then everything becomes limited, I become limited, everything else becomes limited, I limit everything, everything also limits me. But the Upanishad wants to tell us, nothing is away from existence. And this existence is experienced every millisecond by us. As what? I am the waker, I am the dreamer, I am the sleeper. This is a tree, this is a table, this is a human being that I am, this is, and that is expression of the existence. So, everything is merged in that existence. Everything can never be separated from the existence, because anything that doesn't exist, such a thing doesn't exist at all. We cannot experience it at all. So that is the idea. Giving earlier 11 examples, he who thinks that I love this object 11 times, he is wrong. Everything is beloved because of Atman, because that is also existence. I am also existent. Everything is existent. And existence is not only an existence. Existence is of the nature of pure consciousness, chit. Existence, by the way, is sat. Where there is sat, that is the chit. When it is outside, that we call sat. When we think about it, we have knowledge about it, we call it chit. I am aware. I am aware. This is a tree. This is a man, etc. Even in the deep sleep, that sense of I am never leaves. And that is also limited by time, space and causation. How is deep sleep limited by these three? So supposing I am sleeping, someone is sleeping at a place which is not comfortable, which is uneven, so he cannot sleep properly. Then even if he sleeps, it is a broken sleep. That is the spatial limitation. And supposing you are asked, I have seen funny things. People traveling in the bus or even train. Train means like London underground. They catch hold of something to catch. A bar will be there. Iron bar, steel bar. And I have seen if the travel is 20 minutes, 30 minutes, the person goes off to sleep even in that state, even though unconsciously he is holding onto the bar. But whenever there is a jerk, then he comes out awake. So space affects our sleep time. So because space disturbs, or there is a cause, maybe somebody is shouting, maybe some insect is crawling and trying to bite me. So anything can be a cause. Time is a cause. Space is a cause. Or cause is any object can be a cause for my disturbance. Or even a thought in that person's mind that if supposing he came to know, soon there will be many workers to be made redundant. So the person gets worried. Maybe I am one of them. Until it is clear, he is worried. That worry keeps him awake also. So, nothing in this world is unlimited. It is completely limited. That is our experience. But what is the truth? The truth is, we are all one. From the viewpoint of easiness, from the viewpoint of existence, from the viewpoint of consciousness, even from the viewpoint of ananda, bliss. How come we are like this? How can we be one? Because ananda cannot be accepted. That is what our logic, our reasoning tells us. Our happiness is followed by unhappiness. But no, what is unhappiness? Looked at properly, less happiness is unhappiness. More happiness, that's what we usually call happiness. Or less suffering is more happiness. So we have to learn how to look not only at ourselves, but at everything in this world from the viewpoint of easiness. And that easiness minus names and forms is called Brahman. And that is the goal. And that is the truth. And that has to be realized. So Yajnavalkya has said, Atma va are drashtavyaha. Atma should be realized as what? I am the Atman. I am the Brahman. I am Sachidananda Swarupa. But we are ignorant. What is the distance from Atma to Anatma? Infinite. But really it is not a distance. Ignorance is the distance. As I just now mentioned, even food is 12 inches away from us. But if we are not aware of it, for all that we know, it can be a trillion, trillion miles, zillion miles away from us. So, Yajnavalkya had taught, look upon your mother as yourself. Look upon your father as yourself. That means as Atman, as Brahman, as existent, as Sachidananda. Look upon your teacher. Then, Atithi. Atithi means what? Thereafter, go on extending until there remains nothing excepting infinity. In simple words, nothing is finite. Everything is infinite. Ignorance, when we have ignorance, and that ignorance manifests in the form of time, space, and causation, and through the prism of these consisting of time, space, causation, when whatever we look at, the infinity also looks as finite only. So, the Atman has to be realized. We should not even use the word one without a second. Even that is wrong. Then, neti neti, there is nothing excepting that what remains after denying, after rejecting all sorts of dualities, and that is what is called true knowledge, that there is only God, Atman, Brahman, myself, whatever name you choose to call it. Then we have seen that in the last class we have seen idam sarvam atma eva. So this Brahmana caste, this Kshatriya caste, these worlds, these gods, these creatures, and why go on expanding the worlds? This entire creation, all this is nothing but the self. Now, Yajnavalkya wants to explain how everything is the self, how the entire creation is nothing but Brahman. For that, we also had discussed, yesterday gave a long introduction. Yajnavalkya takes here in the next coming few shlokas, Brahman is the Srishti Karanam, cause of creation. He is the cause of maintenance, sthiti, and he is the cause of laya, srishti, sthiti, laya. In devotional language, Brahman, as it were, becomes Saguna Brahma, and he is called by the one Brahman, is called as the creator, as the sustainer, as the dissoluter. But they have given according to the function. Brahma, Vishnu, and Maheshwara. Same person is given different names depending upon a particular activity anybody is doing. Suppose there is a man, he is a doctor. So when he sees patients and tries to help them, he is a doctor. And when he visits his friend's house, he is a friend. When he goes to the swimming pool, he is a swimmer. When he attends a musical concert, he is a music lover. When he books a ticket in a posh restaurant, then he is a connoisseur of very tasty food. No man, that means no human being, in fact even animals, they play only one single role. Even mosquitoes have their own Viveka Buddhi, whose blood is tastier, better, plenty. They can also judge. Coming back, so in order to make us understand, Brahman is the creator. Now when we talk about creation, there are two types of creators are there. That is the material cause as well as the intelligent cause. A normal example we take it, a potter makes a pot. The potter is the intelligent cause. And the clay is the material cause. And the potter's wheel is the instrumental cause. You can apply it to ornaments also. So the goldsmith is the intelligent cause, gold is the material cause, and there are instruments to make it, the fire for example, to melt it, and particular mould into which he wants to pour this melted gold in order to bring out a required ornament. So, here, what is the Brahman? Is he intelligent cause or material cause? He is both intelligent as well as material. Why should we say so? Because before creation, there ekameva, he is there, sadeva somya idam agra asit, only sat, pure existence. That means pure existence, pure consciousness, pure bliss. That is the definition of Brahman, Sarupa Lakshana. And what is the secondary indicator, which is called Tatastha Lakshana? Sarupa Lakshana is the real nature. Tatastha Lakshana is the indicated nature. He is the root cause of the creation, of the sustenance, and of the dissolution. This we have seen in the Taittiriya Upanishad, Srishti, Sthiti, Laya, Karanam. How he became gradually manifesting, grosser and grosser. So from Akasha to Prithvi, etc. You have to recollect all those things. So Brahman is both the material as well as the intelligent cause of the creation, because both must be present before the creation. Otherwise, creation cannot be done. So we should not take the example of a potter and the clay, because after creation, the intelligent cause is separated, the material cause is also separated. So the material cause becomes the sat, and the intelligent cause becomes the chit. And when the product is used properly, then it becomes the cause of ananda. So, what is this creation? That is what is going to be told. Creation is the manifestation of Brahman only, but with names and forms. And as we have seen in the Chandogya, names and forms are not substance. It is not an object. You simply take a knife and say, from a necklace, I cut the necklace from the gold. No, it is nothing but pure gold only, but in a particular form and with a particular name. So Brahman plus names and forms is called creation. Creation minus names and forms is called Brahman. So that for this purpose, for the how he is the Srishti Karana, for that three examples are given. Yesterday we talked about it, a drum, a conch, and a veena. What did we discuss? That let there be thousands of creatures. Every creature produces its own sound. Every musical instrument produces its own sound. And all of us know about it. So, there is a sadharana shabda, common sound. And that common sound is only special for each musical instrument. That is how we are able to separate the sound of a drum, the sound of a conch, and the sound of a veena. I don't know whether there is any special English word for this word, veena. It is a famous instrument. As I mentioned, so that must be there, must have been there, even in those days also. Some kind of stringed instruments, because people can create it from the very beginning. So, what is the way? Every human being, every animal, every insect, for example, you hear at night some sound, immediately you come to understand this is a cricket sound. Now, very interesting point. Supposing there is a cacophony of crickets, and you take the example of two, and one after the other, both of them are producing their own sounds. Now, how did you distinguish? These are the two separate crickets. There must be some subtle difference by which you can understand. Because if you do not understand, then whether it is one cricket producing continuous sound or many crickets one after the other producing sound, you will not be able to distinguish. But we know even if there are 1,000 veenas, so they all do not sound exactly the same. So much of subtlety is necessary. So coming back, first we understand the, we grasp the sadharana shabda, common sound. But how do we grasp? This is a human being speaking, shouting, crying. This is a dog barking. And then even among the barkings of dog, just to mention the example given earlier, like crickets, every dog has got its own peculiar sound. Every wolf has got its own peculiar sound. And the wolves understand it better than anything else. It is a marvelous science. But just, I think I mentioned it, but I should mention. Recently, one of the greatest discoveries of scientists is that the common crows that we hear, every crow makes its own particular sound because the instrument through which the air passes cannot be equal in every one of them. So these crows are so intelligent that they have invented a language which no human being could ever interpret. But the AI has been fed with these recordings. And do you know what is the astonishing fact that came? That these crows are observing all human beings and they have distinguished. This is a saintly person because he leaves plenty of food for us. This is a miserly fellow. He doesn't leave anything. Even if he has to throw some useless food, he hides it in such a way that we cannot access. So this person, he pelts us. This person, he is good. So not only they understand it, but they spread that information. As soon as they come to know, be aware of this person. But if you go to this person, to this house, there is likely more food will come. He is a harmless person. Just as we judge people, we judge also cows, we also judge everything we judge. So they are also having that same intelligence. If crows can be so intelligent, who can dare to say that mosquitoes do not have their own language? I think it is there because the same Brahman is manifesting as Sat, as Chit, and as Ananda. And any living creature manifests Chit and Ananda. Only inert things manifest only one aspect of Brahman, which is called Sat. Coming back to our subject, we all have this knowledge of the what is called common sound, and after the common sound, then special modifications of that sound. As I mentioned, there are 7 notes are there. Sa, ri, ga, ma, pa, dha, ni, in ascending and descending order. So these are the modifications. And through the, not only 7 actually, so the, for example, the 2nd note ra and the 3rd note ga, the 4th note ma, dha, ni, ri, ga, ma, dha, ni. Out of the 7 notes, sa has no variation and pa also has no variation. Pa is called 5th, it is also called cuckoo sound, koilaswara, and musicians know it. So, 7 plus 5, 12 variations are there, but they are part of the 7 only. That's why they are taken as 7 notes. So, when a person hears drum sound, sometimes you should see on the YouTube, so an expert is mouthing some of these notes. and the tabla man, expert tabla people, are producing them so accurately, we have to be astonished that they mix up with like that. So, drum has a common sound. The same drum also, high pitch, low pitch, etc. All the seven notes can be produced through that. But what is it? Without understanding the common sound, we can never understand the special sounds. The common sound can be without the special notes, but the special notes can never exist without a common sound. That means existence is common. And when this existence, I have given you the example of a wax garden. So wax is the only material, but you can make different forms and so appropriate names for all those forms are given. So rupa and nama. In common language, we always use the word nama first, rupa later on. But actually it should be rupa and nama. According to the form, a specific symbol is attached to it for the comprehension of what that object is. So, this is what Yajnavalkya wants to say, that Brahman, through this example, is the common material and every form, of course, after the form, a special name is given. Even if there are twins, usually in India, if there are two boys, twin boys, then they are given Rama and Lakshmana. And then sometimes they are astonishingly similar, so the mother can get confused. She may feed one baby twice and not at all feed the other. So for her, it is very difficult. If a mother cannot distinguish between two twins, between twins, what to speak of other people? So she puts left, right earring, and the eldest one, left earring to the other one, second one. So thus she understands, I have fed this right-eared fellow, now I will feed the left-eared fellow, etc. Now, what are these examples? So first, the sound of the conch. In Kerala, there is a festival, and it's called Onam. And then, thousands of these conchs, and there are people who could produce various types of sounds. That's why in the Bhagavad Gita, Saghosho Dhartarashtranam Hridayani Vyadarayat. When these Kauravas heard these special sounds, Panchajanyam Hrishikesho Devadattam Dhananjaya, etc., so their hearts started almost having a heart attack because their own guilt already had created that fear, because everybody knows the truth alone rhymes, mostly unconsciously, but some very consciously. Satyameva jayate. So, Yajnavalkya wanted to teach, just as my dear Maitreyi, when you hear the common sound of a drum, common sound of a conch, common sound of a veena, then only you can grasp the special sounds that are produced according to the seven notes that are there. So, just like that, Brahman is comparable to that common sound, and every blessed manifestation is compared to the with nama, rupa, forms and names. That is the essence of what he wants to teach here. So, here goes the mantra. Saha yatha dundubhehe hanyamanasya na bahyan shabdan shaknuyat grahanaya dundubhehe tu grahanena dundubhi aghatasya va shabdah grihita. Just as when a drum is beaten, one cannot catch its external sounds distinctly, but by grasping the drum itself, or the person beating the drum, the sound is grasped. What does it mean? It means external sounds means not sounds of veena, sounds of conch, etc. When a drum is being beaten, the first thing we understand is, I know, this is the sound of tabla, this is the sound of mridangam or any percussion instrument, it doesn't really matter. So, this is, I know. After that, different sounds that an expert, what is called mridanga or tabla player produces, they are grasped and then they are enjoyed depending upon the expertise of the person. So, what does Agnivalika want to convey through this example? Unless you first focus your mind upon the easiness, existence aspect of Brahman, because contemplation on easiness is contemplation on existence, and existence is nothing but Brahman. So, the comparison now, the common sound is comparable to the existence of, or existence itself. Another name for existence is Brahman. But as in this example, all the special sounds that come are the different modifications of every single object. For example, here is a baby. Here is a baby. But does he remain a baby? So he is 2 days old, 6 months old, 5 years old, then 20 years old, 50 years old, 80 years old. All these changes are happening to that baby. You can't go on using that word baby. But that existence of that person's personality in the form of body and mind, that should be first grasped. And we never forget about it. Because we say, yo, there is not much change in you. You are behaving exactly like the same person that I knew when you were a baby. The grown-ups who grew up with Sri Ramakrishna, they used to see him in his middle age, say, my goodness, nothing had changed. He is exactly like the person we know when we were children playing together. So that is how we have to understand Brahman is existence and Brahman is the consciousness. Brahman is the ananda, sat, chit, ananda. But that Brahman is manifesting in different forms. And every different form is a visesha, is a special, like a special sound of a drum, of a conch, of a veena. But not only that. So, every object in this world is continuously undergoing a lot of changes. Nothing remains exactly the same. Even a river, a forest, a mountain, they are never the same. There is a birth, there is a growth, and there is slowly decaying. And then even Himalayas, Mount Everest, the height is coming down because it is melting down. Deserts, they grow, and thousand years a desert, 1,000 years a city. Maybe 1,000 years is a small amount of time, but in course of time, what is a desert becomes a city, what is a city becomes a desert, nothing remains absolutely the same. A forest becomes a desert becomes a forest, a huge ice cap is nothing but a small bit of, or even emptiness, or a small bit of water, and in course of time, because of the changes of the climate, etc., it can become, the same water can freeze over and can become ice, go on accumulating. So there are formations of ice in the both northern and southern hemispheres, which is millions of years old. Scientists are studying now, whatever it is. So these three examples. And so we discussed in detail about the common sound of a drum, special sounds of the drum, etc. And same principle has to be applied to both, not only the drum, to the conch, and to the veena, and to sitar, and to a mosquito, and to a bird. How many varieties the birds can also sing. But there is a common sound for every bird. Funnily, Sri Ramakrishna gives the example that however much you teach a parrot, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, but when a cat catches it, its normal sound comes out. So, Sayatha Dundube, just as when a drum is beaten, one cannot catch its external sounds distinctly. But first to grasp the drum sound itself, and then all the special sounds can be grasped. So without recognizing the commonness, which is called existence, which is called Brahman, you cannot understand. But what do? Unconsciously we recognize, oh, this tree is, this is a tree. This is a animal. This is a human being. This is a table. This is a house. That is very common. But that is, if we can understand, focus upon that is first, and the rest is only a manifestation of different shapes, different names, etc., then such a person becomes a gnani, an illumined person. But when we forget about the existence, pay attention only rupa and nama, then we suffer. That's why most of us, I did not have money, then I was worried. I had money, I seemed to be a little more happy, not always. But when I lose the money again, then I am not happy. Not only that, funny things happen. We should enjoy psychology a little bit. It contributes to a huge amount of happiness. There is a rich man. He had become old and he can have anything that he wants. Not really, but many things he can have. But he has lost the capacity to enjoy because of old age, because of disease, because of worries, because of relatives, because of anything. Then that person, he is not happy at all. And he can become jealous also. My servants are eating away all my first class dishes cooked for me. But woe unto me, I am an unfortunate person. I cannot enjoy it. So if somebody can recognize first the existence aspect and then attribute everything else to that common knowledge called Brahman, that means Brahman, and this is the Brahman with Namarupa. But if we focus upon only the Namarupa, the names and forms, then we lose our happiness because it comes and goes. But if we hold on to Brahman, everything happens. So he says, Saha etha shankasya dhyayamanasya na bahyan shabdan shaknuyat grahanaya shankasya tu grahanena shankadmasya shabdaha grihitaha. Just as when a conch shell is blown, one cannot catch its special sounds distinctly. But by grasping the conch shell itself, then the sound is grasped, enjoyed thoroughly. Similarly, in the 9th mantra, sa yatha veenayai vadyamanayai na bahyan shabdan shaknuyat grahanaya veenayai tu grahanena veena vadasya va shabda grihitaha. Just as when a lute or veena is played, one cannot catch its variations through the 7 notes distinctly, but by grasping the lute itself, or the lute player, the sound is grasped. Yes, I wanted to express something which is beautiful. When the player of a percussion instrument, as a drum, or a mridangam or tabla, etc., you know, sometimes they speak out that particular word, dha, dhi, dhu, dha, tadigadatam, tadigadatam, like that. And they sing and then they play. And you will see how wonderfully they match together. So they are masters of their own particular knowledge. So, those who play Veena or musician generally understand all the saptaswaras with their special modifications, which makes for the Navarasa. In fact, all the seven notes plus those five modified of the five notes, 12, let us say, when they are mixed up in a particular combination, then they produce appropriate feeling, and that is what we feel. Some songs are sad, some songs are happy songs, some express the separation, some express humor, etc., etc. So this is what Yajnavalkya wanted to teach. Brahman is the, like this, basic material, and we are not able to grasp that basic material, out of which this entire creation is a specialized sounds, specialized forms, specialized names. And by the way, all the notes are nothing but forms of that particular sound only. If somebody is angry, for example, it is an angry sound. Somebody is laughing, laughing sound. We see the in literature coming like that. So these three mantras, through these three examples, Yajnavalkya wanted to taught to Maitreyi that Brahman is the very root. Everything else is the special growth. And that is what Bhagavan Krishna wants to tell. Urdhva Moolam Athashyakam Ashvattham Prahuhu Avyayam. So the root cause of this entire samsara is coming from that tree, special tree. But where are the roots? Just as when we see the roots, where is it? Firmly, it is anchored in the earth. So that even if an elephant shakes, most of the time it remains unshaken. So children can climb, they can play. Krishna used to play and then throw all the ripe mangoes down to his companions. But that is not the only thing. His palm fruits, everything. So his favorite play is sit and hide there and steal all the saris of the gopis, one of his favorite. But in whatever he does, there is a meaning, there is a teaching. That's what we need to understand. But not only that, whatever happens to us in our life as a meaning, as a teaching, but we must keep our eyes alert to learn. What am I going to learn from this particular thing? Now, he goes the sthiti karana. That is how Brahman alone is creating. Brahman alone is sustaining everything that emanates from Brahman. And for that also, he gives the entire creation has come. And the creation always means the beginning, the sustenance, and the going back. Everything in this universe is coming out, being sustained for some time, and it goes out. For that he gives an example of wet fuel. So if it is dry fuel, it will be consumed very quickly. So what happens when we light up somewhat wet firewood, then what happens? There would be fire, there would be sparks, there would be what you call smoke. So many, smoke will be there. That is what is being said. As from a fire kindled with damp fuel, clouds of smoke, distinct from one another, issue forth. So, even so, my dear, so the Rig Veda, Ajur Veda, Sama Veda, Atharva, Angirasa Veda, that is Rig Veda, Ajur Veda, Sama Veda, Atharvan Veda. Everything has come out. And not only that, Itihasa, Purana, Vidya, Upanishad, Shlokas, everything has come out. But the first mention is these four Vedas. Because why he has particularly mentioned the Vedas, instead of saying, I started creating the inert beings, and then from inorganic, it became slowly organic, it started, he could have said that. But he is telling this one that only the Shastras, the knowledge has come out. What is the Veda? Knowledge. Why knowledge? Because even to say, I am, consciousness is required. What is consciousness? That knowledge that I am. Knowledge, I am so and so. Knowledge, I am a baby, I grow up, then I will be an young man, I will be middle-aged man. Everything is knowledge, not only about myself. When I experience something, the eyes, for example, see something, a tree, and then I say, oh, I see a tree. That is nothing but knowledge. So, the specialized knowledge that everything is coming from Brahman. Brahman is the material as well as intelligent cause. How do we understand? By understanding. And what is this understanding? That is called knowledge. And that knowledge is called Veda. Beautiful thoughts. We will talk about them in our next class. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapadme Tayo Sritva Pranamami Mohor Mohoho. May Ramakrishna, Holy Mother, and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with bhakti. Jai Ramakrishna.